Almanac. Each time you visit, we will be telling stories about famous Quakers and infamous ones, too. We'll also tell you about some lesser-known Quakers whose amazing stories we discovered. Some of these Quakers lived long ago, while others are among us right now in our own neighborhood. We'll tell you about Quakers of all sorts who are living in every time zone and working for Quaker concerns in a variety of ways. We'll also include in the Almanac stories about Quaker organizations and the work they do to alleviate suffering, to promote Quaker ideals, and to address injustice in the world. We began our research with a question: how do Quakers live their faith in the past and right now? As we began to write up our research, we wondered, what can we gain from their stories? We hope, as our project moves to its next stage, that you can find in the words and deeds of these friends some wisdom, comfort, and inspiration for your own spiritual journey. Our project has been supported by a Ford Knight grant for student-faculty collaborative research at Earlham College.
On the 10th day of the 5th month of 1761, John Woolman, a well-known Quaker minister, set out from his home in New Jersey to visit and worship with prominent Quakers from Pennsylvania. The practice of intervisitation among the Society of Friends was common in Woolman's time, and is still practiced by Quakers today. However, Woolman's agenda in visiting with the noted friends in Pennsylvania contained more than a simple desire for spiritual connectedness and fellowship. Like many of his trips to friends' meetings and homes across the eastern seaboard, Woolman's journey to Pennsylvania was motivated by his deep abhorrence of slavery. The many stories surrounding Woolman's rejection of slavery form a well-known narrative among Quakers. One notable story is Woolman's drafting of the Bill of Sale. As a young man, John Woolman, at the behest of his employer, drafted a receipt in the sale of a slave. For Woolman, this was a pivotal moment in his journey towards spiritual leadership. So jarred was he by the experience that he vowed to have no further dealings with slavery, a practice still common among friends at the time. Instead, he began to travel and spread the word about his convictions. Woolman hoped that by talking to slave owners and, quote, laboring with them in brotherly love, unquote, that he might convince them of the wrongness of slavery. Stories of Woolman's insistence on paying slaves in the homes of slave-owning friends and his avoidance of clothes made by slaves using toxic indigo dye further reinforce his image as an iconoclast and a visionary among Quakers. Though compelling, these vignettes from Woolman's life do not fully encompass the comprehensive theology behind his actions. As an outspoken Quaker mystic, Woolman's personal relationship with God, Christ, and the Bible deeply informed his view of the world and of human interactions within it. Couched in his belief that, quote, the creative earth is the owner of it, end quote, Woolman explained that God is kind and merciful, and that, quote, we as his creatures, while we live answerable to the design of our creation, we are so far entitled to a convenient subsistence that no man may justly deprive us of it, unquote. Woolman bases much of his social commentary from this basic tenet of entitlement to life and honest prosperity. He implores the wealthy and privileged to examine their own lifestyles, emphasizing the Quaker testimony of simplicity as a means of reducing needless toil among the lower classes. He argues that through the avoidance of unnecessary comforts on the part of the wealthy, the poor will be, quote, eased of their burdens and released from too close an application to business, end quote. At the end of the day, Woolman simply implored all people to observe that golden scriptural tenet. Whatsoever ye would that other men should do to you, do ye even so to them.
It's Abby, bringing you a Quaker story for the day. Today I'm going to tell you about Jorge Hernandez, a little-known Quaker. In 1997, Jorge Hernandez passed away in Mexico City. He was born in Mexico and made friends with American Friends Service Committee volunteers who were working on a long-term UNESCO project. He became very involved with Friends work, and he and his wife, Corrine Joseph, co-directed a shelter for street children in Mexico City. But Jorge's great love and passion was for education and language. Jorge later went on to study at Harvard for graduate school, where he studied bilingual education. He designed a bilingual education program in the Department of Education for 54 different cultural groups with texts for primary school students. Jorge has translated many Quaker publications into Spanish, including his final contribution, which was the Spanish translation of John Woolman's journal. Jorge's dedication both to bilingual education and to the Quaker community has made many educations possible and many texts accessible to the Spanish-speaking world.
Thank you for visiting the Quaker Almanac. We hope you'll come back soon. Thanks also to Dan Graves of the Music Department at Earlham College for allowing us to use his arrangement of How Can I Keep From Singing? The West Coast Tour Choir of 1998 sings this particular version. Our project was supported by a Ford Knight grant for student faculty collaborative research at Earlham College. If you would like to join this project and tell another Quaker story, contact Trish Eckert at the Newland Center for Quaker Thought and Practice, or Mary Garman in the Religion Department.